The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kor.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today's theme is the brand spanking new you. What's your attractor factor? Experience a breakthrough with Laylee McKinley of Conscious Branding. Michelle Green of Shea Madison Salon and Boutique will take you from drab to fab, boring to beautiful, and stale to striking for your males out there. You only get one chance to make a first impression. Fawn Chang, personal stylist, will help you make over from head to toe to improve the power of your personal brand. Right now, we're visiting with Fawn Chang of Fawn Chang, a personal stylist and brand strategist. Fawn helps professionals gain the competitive edge by increasing the potency of your brand via an image that is inspiring and unforgettable. Fawn, I'm so happy to hear you have you here in the studio today. I think Mercury's completely in the middle of retrograde right now, and my lips are tripping over my tongue or something like that. But it has been an honor to work with you, and it has been so fun. For anybody that's been following the show for the last, year or two, knows that I have been in branding hell, if you will. And I was excited to get to the personal branding part of my brand, but it really is the icing, but it's just as essential of a part. And I've been working on branding my company, let alone learning that I was the brand. You know, I am the product. And when you are the product, it's not a widget, it's not a service, it's not something external. It's truly a part of you, but it's not an extension of you when you're the brand. So times are changing, and we all need to be more visible. We all have become the face of our brand because we need to be out there. It's a different environment. It's a different economy. And I have been very comfortable behind the mic for the last, 11 years. And before that, I was in television, but I was, again, behind the scenes. So I don't want to say I've gotten lazy, but I'm not used to the visual aspects of things. I'm fortunate that I've had many opportunities to get invited to be out or attend an event or be featured in an event or be an MC or a host for hire. And I have to tell you, the first thing that comes to my mind, I mean, I feel very confident about what I do professionally, but the first thing that I go is, oh my God, hair, makeup, wardrobe. And it exhausts me even thinking about it. So thank you for being here. And I feel like I've known you for a lifetime, but I think it's only been like 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, it is certainly a pleasure not only to be here today as your guest, but to have had the opportunity to work with you. And like I have to say, congratulations to you for really getting it. Because while the branding part as it relates to your image is the fun part for me, so often it's the part that people forget about. Because as busy professionals, we tend to think we look just fine or good enough. And it's once you ask yourself, is good enough or is okay really okay? You start to recognize little things like hair. Could my hair be a little better? Could my wardrobe be a little better? And once you start taking that on, it is overwhelming. Like you said, it's a new world today. Social media puts us in front of people instantly. And because of that, we have immediate access to potential clients. And so in the old days, when we didn't have the ability to have that face-to-face contact, we had time to put ourselves together for a person-to-person presentation. We don't have the luxury of having that time anymore. We're too used to multitasking, and we're too used to getting things done quickly, that you have to create an image that works for you with a lot of ease of use so that when you're in front of the people you want to be in front of, you have everything going for you with the look, the expertise, the skill, the experience, so that you can accomplish what you need to with that client.
Well, gosh, you said so many wonderful things I want to comment there. I mean, ease of use is one of my favorite things because, again, I can't have it be a lot of work. I mean, it's wonderful to be able to go to Michelle Green or go to Ross or go somewhere and get your hair done. But I can't, one, afford the time or the money to do that every week. So I need to be able to sort of reproduce this at my best at home. So it can't be adding a lot of extra time I don't have or stress, number one. What else you said, but yes, social media has taken us viral. When I started in radio, the internet was around, but not like we know it today. You had to have a website or you didn't necessarily exist. But now if you don't have a Facebook page or fan page or profile, you're not real. You're not as visible on a Twitter because people are looking to build the relationship and people want to do business with people they connect to. And radio has worked not only for me, but even for a lot of my guests that might be intimidated by the camera or maybe shouldn't be the front line, you know, the face of their own brand, because people get distracted the more they have to kind of, I don't want to say criticize, but the more they can see, the more sometimes that might distract them from really hearing what you're saying. So I've always loved radio because the only thing people could hear was, you know, my sincerity or how well I knew what I was talking about or the fact that they were entertained. But now we're talking about new mediums. I mean, for me to, move with the trends, literally, I need to be doing video. I need to be doing television, film, webinars. I need to be doing all of these things that keep me and my brand out there. And it is shocking. I mean, not only because kind of like when you see a new car for the first time, then you see that darn car everywhere, or you learn a new word and you see that word everywhere. Well, because I've been in the middle of a 2+ year rebranding process, I am heightenedly aware of everybody's brand. And I don't mean to be critical, but I find myself sitting at different networking events or, just out in public or at any kind of event for that matter. And I'm looking at people thinking, gosh, they really aren't their personal best. You need to be at your personal best. And you do need to be in alignment with your brand. If you're out there promoting weight loss products, then you should look some degree of healthy. And again, that doesn't mean you have to be a size 2, but you should look healthy and at your personal best, because that's the impression you're going to leave. And people are meeting 10, 15, 20, 50 people in a night. If you go to one of Gelly's events, there's 1,500 people there.
Right.
What's going to leave you distinguished from all the other people? You better make a good visual impression, because we tend to commit that to memory. And then your card also better be an extension of you, because those are the two things usually people are left with.
You're so spot on with that. It's one of the things that I talk about with my clients. You are the face of your brand. And whether you want to be or not, your brand is related to your image. It's a new world. It's a new game. And we don't have the opportunity to make mistakes. And we don't have the opportunity these days to be able to hide behind a computer desk. People want to do business with people that they can relate to. And by creating an image that is inviting, is warm and welcoming, and really is cohesive with your expertise, you're going to be able to attract the things that you want. And we all want more in our lives. We all want things that we can't even dream of. Or we want our dreams, and we want our dreams to explode. Well, if you want your dreams to explode, you have to convey that presence. And sometimes it means holding your image to a standard that's higher than you have right now. Because just like you said, there are people out there that recognize a brand and recognize an image. There are. Whether we want them to be judgmental of us or not, there are. And because there is this awareness, this increased and heightened education that people have about the competitive environment and how your image plays a part of your brand, there are going to be people that you meet that are noticing everything about you, what you're wearing, how you're holding yourself, how you're conveying your brand, the consistency. And this really brings up five mistakes that I often see professionals making with their image as it relates to their brand.
And we're going to talk about those mistakes on the other side. We're also going to talk about the difference between image, style, and fashion. You mentioned attraction. This literally is, on a spiritual level, law of attraction, because as you'll learn from Laylee later, when your brand leads, customers follow. And it is that true branding is the impression, the feeling that the consumer walks away with. It's how they remember you. And there's a lot of confusion around that. Brand is not your logo. Your logo is part of your brand. So we will be back on the other side. Don't touch that dial, with Fawn Chang, personal stylist.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you know what a brat is? No, we're not talking about that kind of brat. Brat stands for British Regimental Attached Traveler. It was adopted by American culture after World War II, when American military began long-term assignments at U.S. military installations worldwide. Learn about the Brat culture, the lost tribe, by tuning in to BratCon Radio with host Dennis Campbell and co-creator Pat Caves. There are almost 8 million living brats. Hear from them and from guests who studied or examined them. Tune in Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN. Or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living. Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Yeah.
this time around, I am gonna do it like you never knew it. Oh, I'll make it through. The time has come for me to break out of the shell. I have to shout that I am coming out. I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I got to let it show. I'm coming. I'm coming out.
Coming. Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, and we are talking about leaving a lasting first impression. We're visiting with Fawn Chang of Fawn Chang Personal Stylist and Brand Strategist. Fawn helps busy professionals, and that's a huge word there, gain the competitive edge by increasing the potency of their brand via your visual image, something that is inspiring and unforgettable. Now, this is really important. I'll give you some tips that Nana used to say. Nana's my grandmother, and Nana says, just because it fits doesn't mean it looks good, or just because it's in doesn't mean that you should wear it. And Fawn, there is a huge difference between image, style, and fashion.
Bingo, you got it. Image, style, and fashion. Let's talk about those, because I think that there is a little bit of confusion. You hear it when people are talking about their style or their image and their fashion. And I would like to just take a little bit of time to kind of clarify the difference between the three of them. First, let's talk about fashion, because it's something all of us can relate to. We see fashion magazines, we see runway shows live, we see the catwalk on TV, we follow certain designers. Bravo has all of these emerging designers and television shows. And this is really the heart of fashion. Fashion is something that is constantly ongoing. And the job of the fashion industry is to bring us new aesthetics, new wardrobe, clothing, accessories, and shoe options. And being on the cutting edge of fashion means that it's a very, very dynamic, fluid world. So fashions are always changing, always changing. With style, we're really more concerned with looking and presenting the body, the face, the visual image, like you said, in a way that is stylish and in a way that is going to make you look your best. What's on the runway this season is not necessarily what's best for your body.
And often I'm looking going, where does one wear that? Minus the runway, of course.
That's right. Right. So the runway is built to be out there. You know, the job of those designers is to stretch our imagination, because we pull back like 100 steps, right?
I mean, so it's truly art. I mean, it's beautiful, but it is art.
You got it. It is. It's art on these long, skinny bodies that just flow. And so we use that as our inspiration to be stylish. And what that means is the translation between what we see on the runway to how we wear it and our body really depends on that particular silhouette and the coloring of that. And your image is how stylish you are and how relevant to your brand that is. What I mean by that is it, can people relate to you? Is it relevant, meaning is it cutting edge? Is it something that attracts? Is it if you're in a conservative industry, are you dressing like the people you want to attract? If you're in an artistic industry, are you dressing like the people that you want to have follow you? So by asking a lot of these questions, we really start to hone in on what the image, the visual image, is going to look like for individuals.
Well, Fawn knows that by no means have I ever been a slave to fashion. So it's been a fun, I don't want to say learning curve. I mean, I'm pretty good at knowing what doesn't work for me. But what Fawn's really helped me learn is what does work for me. And everything you said is so important, because I need to be, as you know, my mom always said I was a material girl, and that means literally. I have to touch everything. I could be blind and I would know if I liked something or not, only because I got to touch it. If I don't like the way it feels, so first I look at how it feels. I feel how it feels, I should say. Then if I like the color, then if I like the style. So that's like my process. And something can look absolutely amazing on me, but if I don't feel it, it doesn't matter. So
Michelle, you are truly a unique individual. I have learned a whole new way of shopping in meeting and working with you, because I have learned that I don't shop with my eyes when I'm wardrobing you. I shop with my fingers. And it's, I have to remind myself when I'm looking at things, and I'll pick them up and I'll hold them up and I'll remember, okay, that doesn't matter what I think is going to look like on Michelle. It, all that matters is how Michelle is going to feel, tactile feel, right, in this fabric and in this cut. And so that was, you know, truly, it's been a new experience for me. But like, that's exactly right. You said something earlier, is there has got to be ease of use in that. And ease of use doesn't only mean waking up and putting a quick outfit together. It also means waking up, putting a quick outfit together, looking like $1 million, and feeling comfortable at the end of the day. Are you exhausted?
All of that. And here's the thing I love, is that yes, one of the biggest misconceptions, Fawn, is that people think they can't have a stylist. We hear stylist, we hear image consultant, we think Hollywood celebrities, and that's wonderful. And yes, they do have that. But you actually can't afford not to. And here's why. Because one of the things you tend to start with is a closet coordination. And in that, we're going to extract what absolutely does not work for you anyway, number one. Anything that maybe is old and tired and needs to be put to bed. And then often there's the ability to take that stuff and consign it. So whatever you're paying to work with Fawn to help you do that, number one, you'll probably be able to make back by getting rid of some stuff, being a little green, whether you want to donate it to Salvation Army, Goodwill, or my favorite place, Blessings. Or if you can take it to my sister's closet, and I'm giving you another plug. We're going after her for sponsorship. I've said this a million times. But and repurpose it, and then earn yourself a little credit so that you can begin building your brand. Number two, I had a bunch of stuff in my closet. Now, granted, I've had the opportunity to go shopping with Fawn, and we've gotten some new things. We've also, what I love is, again, back to money. People are thinking about money, but you can't afford not to be the most fabulous version of you, your personal best. So I got probably 12 or 13 things, I think, the other day for like $150. And most of the things that I got when I went back and looked were $8.95 or $9.95. I think the most expensive thing I had was $19.95. So there is absolutely no reason or no excuse, number one, to not have some wonderful things in your wardrobe affordably, as well as Fawn can take things in my closet that already existed that I never would have dreamed of putting together, making them very versatile, getting a $12 belt and also turning it into a necklace or a bracelet, being able to multi-purpose some of the same things I already have, bring in a few new key things. And yeah, there is a time and a place of something you might have to invest in. A good suit, a great pair of black pants, a great pair of cream pants, a pencil skirt, whatever that might be, because it's all about, and this is another really important thing. I have been waiting for the personal branding part for quite a while. I've been waiting to do that because I can't just go to image, go to fashion, go to style. I can't just look for those things. It has to match my corporate brand. Those things have to be in alignment. So much like the reason I haven't gotten new pictures yet is because I can't just grab an incredible photographer, somebody that does amazing makeup, somebody that does amazing hair. It has to be an extension of my brand. I can't look good. I can't be too glam, and I can't be too serious either. It's someone that can combine all those things and make it work. But I had to have my brand pretty darn clear, my business, because again, I personally am the brand, and you're going to find a lot of you out there, when you really look at your company, you are the brand.
Absolutely. And you're hitting on something that I often see as a mistake, and too often we all are guilty of this, and that is inconsistency. And you were talking about the fact that I couldn't hire, or actually you could have hired someone to do your hair, makeup, wardrobe, and a photographer for that day. But until you learn what you need to do and you've hired an expert to help make it very easy for you to do it, so has educated you but then has also built capsules or a weekly menu for you, you're not going to be consistent. And the potency of a brand is related to the consistency of the message that you're sending. So think about all of the very powerful brands. They're consistent. They're always week after week, month after month, year after year, you can depend on that brand to do what it's saying it's going to do.
And we're going to continue this branding message through the entire show today. And it's so important what you just said, because people have heard me, if they've followed my Media 101 branding on Facebook, brand is what makes you different, meaningful, and honest. And honest is to the consumer that there is that consistency, that every time they buy what you have, get their hair done, do whatever, they expect a certain result. They expect to pay a certain amount. We need that consistency, and you need that consistency if you want to maintain that customer. So we're going to continue. We're going to bring Michelle Green in from Shea Madison Salon, because I was ready for change. And everybody that knows me, being anal retentive Virgo, scary when you have naturally curly hair to go, okay, I'm going to let somebody do pretty much whatever they want to. But I know how important it is. And the confidence that I have behind the mic, in front of the mic, in front of the stage, at a networking event, on TV, needs to be in alignment with my brand. I need to be completely comfortable in those areas so that I'm doing what I do best. So we are going to be back on the other side. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. 5788.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Get your weekly wake-up call for the oblivious. Tune in every week for Rant and Rave Radio with your hosts, Nathan Jetstream Jet and Mike Hardcore Elmore. Nothing is off our table. In fact, there's more on it than we care to talk about. It's a common-sense perspective on the people and happenings going on around us every single day. Leave it to Mike and Nathan to educate you on politics and society. Tune in to Rant and Rave Radio every Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Go inside the world of PR with PR Insider, hosted by public relations expert Maureen Kettis. Maureen will speak to the world's highest profile PR pros from the fields of marketing, advertising, and sales. And PR Insider will feature renowned members of the media as special guests. Maureen will give you a VIP access pass, including tips and tricks to take your business to the next level. PR Insider with Maureen Kettis, sponsored by Cision, us.cision.com. Listen every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Network.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause
talking about igniting your brand. Not sure what's up with that. I can't hear very well through there. So hopefully that'll all be worked out. Again, Mercury retrograde. It's been, hey, if anyone saw my Facebook post yesterday, sorry about that. But thank goodness my brand is in alignment that you knew I wouldn't normally put midgets in Superman outfits on my show announcement, let alone soft porn. But hey, again, it's all about having that brand where people know, okay, yeah, that's so out of character for me. I'm sure I didn't do that. But we are visiting with Fawn Chang of Fawn Chang Personal Stylist and Brand Strategist. Also, we're bringing in Michelle Green of Shea Madison Salon and Boutique. She will take you from drab to fab, boring to beautiful, and stale to striking for you males out there. So men, women, and children. As we talked about earlier, you only get one chance to make a first impression. So Fawn can help you get a makeover from head to toe to improve the power of your personal branding. And this is, again, really important because everything I do and what I love about Fawn is that her business operates the exact same way mine does. But I'm more like an entrepreneur agent, and my 6 degrees experience is to help entrepreneurs, small business owners, medium business owners, get all their assets in alignment. And that would be your brand, your web, your SEO, your social media, your radio, your television, any PR or advertising that you're doing, your strategic connections. And then, God be willing, we help you do your own media channel, which would be radio, television, webinar, video, whatever that might be. But there is a logical scenario that goes through. And I have to have, and you will learn from Laylee McKinley of Conscious Branding, a very clear vision of who your audience is, how we're trying to target them, and what makes you different, meaningful, and honest. I need that in order to spin you viral, because the thing that I do is help you be seen, heard, and be a star. So those things have to come together. Fawn does the exact same thing. My mission is to help this, one, be a seamless process for you, and two, ultimately save you time and money. Yeah, you're going to pay me to do that, but in the long run, you're going to end up with such a flawless product and packaging, if I can say, that it's going to work for you. Now, on the personal imaging side, Fawn does the exact same thing. She has her team of trusted and respected stylists, makeup artists, boutiques that you use, designers. I mean, you truly, as well as tools, you know. And so now we're going to go get into that because, I mean, clothing and wardrobe is part of it. But of course, a lot of our confidence comes is literally how we face the world. How's our skin? How's our hair? How's our teeth? You know, you know what a bad hair day will do for you. Right. And when you're having bad hair day and you're in front of an audience, that's magnified. I mean, it's very hard for me personally, I think other people can identify with this, to focus and do what we do when we're thinking about something else. So right. Part of my process with you is like, I was just ready for change. I know I'm very blessed to have hair at all, let alone naturally curly hair, but I went through a ton of stress over the last 2 years, and the hair that I knew was not the same anymore, so it became work. And I know, guys, you will not believe this, but actually I can be ready in 20 minutes to a half hour. I can be in the shower, including shave my legs, get out, put stuff in my hair, throw on makeup, and be out the door. Now, that's not for a video shoot or anything, but in general, to be, you know, acceptable in public, I can do that. What was becoming so much work and stress, and again, back to, we need to adapt. The more senses our consumers can use, our audience, our friends, our fans, our followers, the more senses they can use to see you, touch you, hear you, read about you, feel you, whatever they need to do, the longer lasting impression you will leave. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting opportunities, because my conscious branding is making me a magnet to new opportunities that involve TV and video and being an MC or being in a fashion show. And I go, I don't want to deal with this. Right. I don't have 2 or 3 hours to get up earlier or start getting ready earlier to try and fight my hair because I have no idea what it's going to do because curly hair is a mind of its own, let alone the new texture I was experiencing. And I'll look, I mean, I'm not super up on what celebrities are doing or what's in. I'm used to being spoiled in the media, and I just go to the person that knows everything, in which case it's Fawn, and going, I don't know what works. But, you know, I do watch J-Lo a little bit or, you know, Julia Roberts or, the girl from Ghost Whisperer, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and go, you know, I know their hair is pretty similar to mine. So I'm watching them be able to utilize all these different styles and colors and shades and go, I'm guessing my hair would do that if I had the right people, right tools, and team behind me, but I don't really know. And I don't exactly know if that fits on my face. Mm. So another thing that you do is, I mean, you really do the complete personal imaging brand strategy.
Right. Because when we think of polish, we think of someone who is head to toe finished. And that is really something that you want to keep in mind, because so often people make another mistake here. They've got a great suit on and maybe great shoes, but they've forgotten the hair and makeup, or the hair and the makeup aren't right. And you know what? You're right. You do have great hair and you're lovely to look at, but that doesn't mean it's a quick updo in the morning. And it doesn't mean that it's a long process to get there. I find that my clients always have something to offer. It's just identifying what pieces need to be tweaked a little bit to make it easy for them to express the best themselves.
But you do somewhat of an extensive intake form, I'm going to call it, that I have now incorporated as well. So you really try to get to really know and understand that client, who they are, what they believe their personal style is, who do they identify with, what is important to them, mm-hmm. etc. They fill that out. Before we kind of jumped ahead about right. closet coordination, but you they fill that out before, and that gives you a little bit of a roadmap as to what road you need to go down to help them achieve their personal goal.
Well, you said it earlier. You said you want to differentiate yourself in the market, and in order to be unique, in order to have a brand that is unforgettable, you have to be unforgettable. You have to differentiate yourself.
And I'm never going to put on a business suit.
Right.
Probably. I mean, if I am, it's going to be so different than everybody else's business suit, because that's just not me. And I'm in the right. media. That's not what I do.
Exactly. And sorry, I don't know if I kicked you. What is important for me to understand is what my clients' unique goals are. In addition to their professional goals, I have to understand what moves them, what drives them, what excites them, what things draws their attraction, what things makes their heads turn when someone walks in a room. What do they like about themselves? What, when they look in the mirror, what are they seeing that's saying, okay, I like this? And what are they saying, but this is a really hard part of me, whether it's hair, whether it's hips, whether it's height, feet, you name it, whatever it is. Understanding that then helps me to put together a strategic plan for that client. So that client has a roadmap to follow. And I teach them rules about their coloring. I teach them rules about their silhouette or their physique so that they know how to dress to enhance those body parts that they do like, and to minimize their effort and to minimize the visual attention going to areas that they don't like. And we do this in a way that creates ease of use for them at the end of our sessions, but in addition to that, helps them do it on a daily basis.
Right. Be, once again, consistent.
Being consistent and easy to do.
So let's talk about some of the fun part, because we have Michelle Green here from Shea Madison Salon. She is one of your, quote, strategic partners, and you two work amazingly together. I mean, you kind of help because you've spent more time with the client prior to getting to Michelle with an idea of what you believe we want to accomplish. And then Michelle kind of takes over and uses her creativity, passion, and self-expression to understand and further translate that into a style that works, a cut that works, a color that works. And there's so much amazing new fun things out like there, like the Brazilian blowout, all these things that can really, again, help keep that person give them a seamless experience that they can reproduce over and over. So welcome, Michelle. Thank you so much for being here. No, we're not filming today, so it's okay. We actually, you know, it's fun that we're talking about all of this, because this is going to be a wonderful compliment to both Fawn's brand and Michelle's. But we have filmed this whole process, so we are so happy for Media Pros, Miranda and Tense, to have joined us so that we could actually show the entire transformation. So we are going to have that available really soon, which is really exciting. But Michelle, let's talk a little bit about you, because another thing I like to inspire people to do on the show is live and work in their passions. I mean, Fawn, you've got people fighting over you to do other things outside of this, but you really love what you do, and you love watching people go through that transformation and feel better about themselves. And I think we really need to focus on how we feel, especially you moms out there, single moms out there, or just moms in general, or you've taken care of your mother or whatever. You're balancing a job and all these things. We tend to not take care of ourselves first because that's a beautiful, selfless thing to do. But if we take care of ourselves first, we'll actually be able to take care of everybody else better. So you're someone that really loves what they do. I mean, hair, makeup, beauty, there's so many different things you do. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I do. I absolutely love every bit of what I do. I love it. I love every minute. Mostly what I do is make people gorgeous all day. I get to go to work to play all day. It's fabulous.
Well, I could sit in a salon all day and just watch the transformations because I really do believe stylists are artists. I mean, to understand people's hair and their face shape and their personality and make that work for them and then be able to sit there and be completely relaxed, I thought was a new experience for me. We're going to talk more about what together Fawn and Michelle created for me. And then again, very soon you'll be able to see it. So it's really fun. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
When we access Zen, we live our lives to the fullest. Real-life situations experienced by the program's guests can help you with the challenges in your life. How can you set the perfect balance between your relationships, work life, real-life adventures, and the outside world's news and events? Tune in to Access Zen with your host, Gregory Foster. You can listen Thursdays at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. See the world in a way that you never thought possible.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host Jordan Kimmel is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Hey, did you know Voice America has partnered with the KidStar Network to expand their reach through Voice America Kids? Voice America Kids will feature talk radio for kids by kids, along with special event programming and live broadcasts. Each program is conveniently archived for on-demand listening at any time. Please check our archives for the latest events and happenings on VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees, and today's theme is the brand new you, or the brand spanking new you. We're visiting with Michelle Green, Shea Madison Salon and Boutique to take you from drab to fab, boring to beautiful, and stale to striking. Again, guys, this applies to you too. Just because there's not as much that you can do with yourself doesn't mean that you shouldn't be at your personal best, have a hairstyle that's, you know, up, trendy, fits who you are and what you do, and is easy to take care of. Don't forget conditioner, guys. I can tell you that much. Also, we're visiting with Fawn Chang, personal stylist and brand strategist. This is so important. You are the brand. Even if you're not exactly the brand, like I literally am the brand, you are an extension of your brand, good product, or service. So when you are out, even at Safeway, and this applies to dating too, ladies, if you're going to Home Depot, wear heels. That's advice from another guest of mine. But you shouldn't go as you are to Home Depot. If you're looking to be in a relationship, your brand needs to be consistent wherever you're at. So we're talking a little bit during the break about exactly what I do for a consumer, for a client, for an entrepreneur, is what Fawn does. And I can look at your logo, your website, your social media, and I can tell you where we want you to go, but I don't necessarily implement that for you. I'm going to redirect you to Laylee. I'm going to redirect you to one of my friends that does incredible graphics, social media, web, whatever that might be. So I'm kind of at the top of the totem pole looking down, because that's really where media is. Most people are looking to get into media so they can get the mass exposure. But we want you fabulous beforehand. So Fawn, you spend so much time with the client prior, and this is the same reason I know there's amazing stylists out there. I know there's incredible salons, but I didn't want to just show up and try to translate what I needed to somebody.
Right.
Probably why I felt so comfortable, because I'd spent so much time with you and you said, you need Michelle to do this. I was like, okay, blind sheep.
Right, right. Because what's important is that we're addressing all of you, right? We're addressing you from head to toe, and we're looking at the areas of your life that are costing you time or costing you money, and we look for ways to make it more effective for you, to be polished, and something for you to easily translate on a day-to-day basis. So in walks my arsenal, my team of stylists. And what I'm doing is I'm asking myself, and asking the client, really, what their needs are. And based on what their needs are, I will make a recommendation to see a stylist in any given area. So when I refer my clients out to one of my hair stylists, I'm considering if that stylist is going to work within the realm, or if is an expert at the look that we're trying to achieve. And then I work with the stylist, that hairstylist, to make sure that we are in alignment and on the same page for creating that visual experience when it's all said and done.
So Michelle, once Fawn gave you a little background and we had the opportunity to do a consultation with you, Yes. Then you take over, and then you are literally the solutions provider.
Yes. Fawn will tell me exactly what the needs are of the client. You know, they need to relax their curl a little bit. They need less frizziness. They need a brighter color. They need a deeper color. You know, whatever it is that
I happen to need all of those.
All of the above. Oh. Whatever the needs are of the client, then I just decide which of the services that we provide will give us those.
Yeah, and you truly are full service. I mean, you do style, you do color, you do hair extensions, texture, you do event styling, the Brazilian blowout, waxing, tinting, lash extensions, and one of my favorite things, permanent makeup. We're going to do a show on that soon, too. And then I love your crybaby semi-permanent mascara. So,
yes.
Again, you really have, I feel more comfortable getting as much stuff done as possible with one person.
Yes, I think that has a lot to do with how Fawn refers, because she has her total unique style set up for this client, and then she needs to find somebody that will translate that into their hairstyle or their makeup or whatever it is that they need. And when she sends them over, she says, this is what I need, and I can actually turn that into a totally new, unique, fun style for that client that works for their brand or for their lifestyle, for whatever it is that they need.
So I'm always asking people, what is the problem you're the solution to? So for me, you knew I need to do more radio, TV and video, more visual mediums. And I was having problems with many of those things.
Yes.
The frizziness. I always straighten my hair out for any kind of photo opportunity or anything, because I never know if the lighting's going to be appropriate. So the color for me was a big issue. Everyone's like saying I have black hair. I'm like, I don't have black hair. It's not even dark brown, if you'd believe that. Yeah. So what did you do for me?
What we did for you, first, the very first thing was we needed to make sure that we got some more brightness into your hair. We need it to not look like it's black or dark brown, because it really isn't. So the only way to get the light to show through your hair when you don't have the correct lighting is to put that color into the hair. So we went in and did some highlights, and your base color actually was gorgeous, and all it needed was just a little more brightness into that hair color in order to get the light reflection correct. And so once we had the highlights in there, all we had to do was do the Brazilian blowout, which is completely gets rid of 100% of the frizz. It smooths down your curls. It makes it easier for you to style at home, and also gives just amazing shine. So
let's talk more about the Brazilian blowout, because what an incredible product. It seems that no matter what kind of hair you have, this is the solution. If you have really thin hair, this will actually make it a little thicker.
It will.
If you have really curly hair that needs to be controlled, because I don't have thick hair, but I have curly hair that was being a little wiry and tired because it didn't have enough friends because I lost a lot of hair. And for me, it kind of, I want to say, thinned it out a little bit. It made it manageable and controllable. And the shine factor is unbelievable.
It is.
Now, usually I have to allow at least an hour just to attempt to blow it out to get it straight, then try and put some curl in it. I was in a hurry the other day. Now, I've only washed my hair on my own, unsupervised, twice since the Brazilian blowout. Because that's another thing. It doesn't have a bunch of crap or product in it.
Right.
Just a little bit of the Moroccan oil you recommend. Mm-hmm. And my hair's not even dirty. Four days later, you know, I mean, washing it because that just has good hygiene, but I'm not having to wash it, which is also more healthy for your hair.
Right.
Curly hair is drier by nature, but the shine factor, I was in a hurry. I knew I wasn't going to be able to really style it, but I needed it dry. I literally got in the shower at noon and had to be out the door by 12:30, and I was showered out and dried in that time. That's like unheard of. I mean, I couldn't even normally get half my head dry there. Now, again, I just kind of put it up. And that's the other thing, ladies. For those of you who have to straighten your hair, normally if I were to twist it and put it up, that kink is going to be stuck in my hair the rest of the time. The only way to get it out is to re-wet my head. I've been able to put barrettes in, bobby pins, a clip, and my hair falls back to normal.
Yes.
And it is a little bit of an investment, but again, to not have that stress factor, when I got asked to be on a show the other day and go, I know what to wear, because now I got a picture in my head, so I've got different solutions. Because again, ladies, we have those thin days and fat days, so we don't know how we're going to feel, even though it's a great outfit. But I knew I had a couple immediate solutions of what to wear and look put together and polished. And I knew I wasn't going to be stressed about what my hair was doing, that I wasn't going to be fighting. I didn't have to create an extra hour and a half that I do not have right now to make that. And this should last for about 4 months, you know, all about how you take care of it, using the proper shampoo from your stylist that will help extend that product and service.
Exactly. And that is one of the best benefits of the Brazilian blowout, is that it really does cut that styling time in half, if not more. For most people, it's less than half the time that they're spending on their hair, and they're having to do less to it. You know, a lot of clients would have to blow out their hair, and then, you know, they'll shampoo at night and blow out their hair, and then it'll take them an hour to blow dry, and then in the morning they'll take an hour to flat iron their hair, because it's so difficult to smooth and straighten and actually look okay when they go out the door. So what this does for them is they're not having to shower the night before. They're able to get up in the morning, do their shower, wash their hair, blow dry, and that's it. They don't have to flat iron. It actually blow dries like they flat ironed it.
Yeah, it's
in less the time.
It is absolutely amazing. We're running out of time. I want to make sure you have both Michelle and Fawn's information. And I know they will both be back because there are so many other super fun things I want to do with both of them. Michelle, you've got the permanent makeup, and yes. I know we'll be back for more hair and beauty stuff. But we're also going to take them. I get the opportunity to work with them and take them through my process, getting you more video, more audio, updating your logo, getting you a great sidebar, because, again, this will make us a magnet for one another. And I love when people can come together and work together and make things happen. That's all about cooperation. If you'd like to reach Michelle directly, 480-217-0493. That's 480-217-0493. You can also find her on Facebook, Michelle Green with an E. She's also one of my friends. And same with Fawn. Fawn Cheng, you can find her. And Fawn, what is the best number for them to reach you at?
480-766-1924.
Say that again.
480-766-1924.
We're going to be back on the other side with Layla McKinley of Conscious Branding.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
I keep running towards a dream, moving on, moving on, like a branch on a tree. I keep reaching to be free.
Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today's theme is the brand spanking new you, the moment you've all been waiting for. World-renowned Bob Proctor Matrix brand expert and 6 Degree Media strategic partner, mentor, and dear friend, Laylee McKinley of Conscious Branding. Your identity is your destiny. When your brand leads, customers follow. Align your internal and external assets will propel you and your business to new heights. It's the law of attraction for business on crack. Ionic brand builder Laylee McKinley used her trademark marketing methodology, Conscious Branding, Your Identity is Your Destiny, to sell her first company for $50 million. Do I have your attention? Laylee, oh my gosh, I just got goosebumps. So amazing to have you here today. I've known you for almost a year. And we are finally here because guess what? My brand is almost flawlessly in alignment.
It can take a while. It can definitely take a while. But thanks so much for having me here. And yes, sometimes it takes a year, but it's always worth it.
Well, you know, sometimes it takes a year and sometimes it takes an hour to have total clarity. I happen to be the product, so that made it a much harder process for me. And joining us also is Lori Pinkerton, a friend of mine, and actually client to Laylee, somebody I referred that was able within 60 minutes to truly understand her brand messaging where there was a little bit of a disconnect. And we'll be visiting with Lori later in the show. So we appreciate her hanging on and being a part of the show. But my Facebook listeners have gotten a little mini tease every day this week about Media 101's branding. And the irony is that I have been very fortunate for the last almost 2 years to be Bob Proctor's media expert, female radio personality and strategist. And thank you. I don't know if Susan's listening, but we'll at least send her the podcast. But without Susan Brady, a truly incredible woman and an angel in my life, I wouldn't have been in the right place at the right time to have met Laylee. And I met her last year at the May Matrix. And this, I think, will ring home to any new business owner or seasoned business owner or entrepreneur. And sometimes there's those defining moments in your life where you take that last leap of faith. I had no business financially going to the Matrix at that time. I just had a really rough couple of years. And whenever I go, I'm always just there to be of service. Most of the time, people aren't ready to be in the media, because one thing we've talked about in branding is that there is a process. You need to have your brand messaging in alignment, your brand translation, your web and your SEO, your social media, then your press and media, then strategic partners, then your own media channel. So I'm like step four. When I meet people, normally they're somewhere between one and three and a half. So I normally just go and I'm of service. And when I went and I got to hear Lely speak, and I said, I know I need this program. I have no idea how I'm going to afford it or make it happen, but this is a defining moment for me. And if I am going to take the last 15 years of my life that I have worked tirelessly to do, because this is what I love. I love helping help people be seen, be heard. And at the time it was be the buzz, but Lely helped me realize that I help people be a star. That's what I love doing. And I do believe that is in alignment with really who I am at my inner core, my values, the reason I'm on the planet. I'm also maybe one of the few people that actually went to college for something they wanted to do. So I didn't just end up in radio. I have a degree from Walter Cronkite at Arizona State University in television and broadcasting. So just a little more intro to you, Lely. I don't want to take up any more time because you have so much incredible information to share. And no worries, everybody. We are going to do a series for the next 3 months. So each week, you're going to learn a little bit about what is branding and how to uncover your personal archetype. So with that, Lely, what is branding?
Well, I think this is where people, especially entrepreneurs, typically get off track. That's because most people think that a brand is a logo or a tagline or something symbolic of your company. And the reason that we got there is because technically, when you go to, quote-unquote, protect your brand and you reach out to the powers that be, in this case, our government, and say, okay, I want to protect my brand, the only method that they have to actually do that is obviously like a trademark or a copyright. And the only thing that they can trademark or copyright is a symbol or some kind of sign or even, you know, maybe just a few words strung together. And they say, okay, that is your brand. And we get confused because we think that that's what branding is. Oh, it must be my logo or my tagline. It's actually not that at all. Your brand is the attractor factor of your company. It's actually what I call it's the driving entelechy. And entelechy really means life spirit or life force of a company. And if you can't define this clearly, you can't communicate that to your customer. If customers now judge a company on experiential interaction, it's not just simple benefits of a product or service. It's not just the extension of the brand. The experience is the brand. And I can tell you in life, when I've experienced this, for instance, you know, with poor customer service, for instance, you know, if you reach out to somebody like Dell Computers, okay, Dell Computers has been thrashed a lot of times in the media for really subpar customer service. And this is an example of when you promise one benefit and deliver another. Your brand is going to lose value. So if you project one set of values and act like another set of values, your brand is completely lost. So the experience leaves the customer confused. They can't align with what you promised, your set of values that you promised. And so the customer feels betrayed, and they lose faith in you. They lose faith in your brand. So what happens on the other hand is when we have positive interaction, and really positive interaction over time produces what we call brand evangelists. It's the evangelizing moment for a customer when they touch the soul of a company. They become branded, aligning with the meaning of the company's true purpose. So think Apple computers, providing those of us who are seekers as an archetype, and I'll explain archetypes in a minute, but they provide those of us who are looking for a new adventure or experience with the ability to think different through an iPad or an iPhone or some other piece of technology that allows us to be outside of the box, to be unique and non-conforming. And that's the connection between the core values, the soul of the company, and the soul of the customer. That's why we start to evangelize, because we basically have found a temple of core value at which to worship. It's mythic, it's epic, and the brand becomes icon because it connects subconscious yearnings of the customer. Basically, it imprints on our brain. So the pictured emotional experience becomes a conduit through which the customer can again be touched by those core values. And I'll say it. You know, those pictures and emotions become the language in the brain of the customer. It's the language of evangelism. It's simple. No soul, no brand. So that's what a brand is.
And Starbucks is another amazing example of that. I mean, I don't drink coffee, but people don't go to Starbucks because the coffee is so truly amazing. It's an experience, you know? So we're going to talk about we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about your incredible story. Because talk about walking my talk. Why you know this works is because you have done it for yourself and others over and over and over. And I'm very strategic in who I promote, who's on my show, who are my partners that I work with. And it's very important, like with Lori, that, again, you have the experience, just like with Fawn and Michelle, of what I promised you would walk away with, even though I'm not in control of it. When I said, I know Laylee's going to open your eyes to any disconnects that maybe we're not aware of, and it's important to me that that happens, and every time it's been spot on. So we will be right back. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. 5788.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment rising to levels not seen since the Great Depression.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Why is talk of sex so taboo? We're always so worried about what others may think of us, and not talking about sex can actually affect our relationships negatively. Learn how to discuss sexual topics openly when you join licensed marriage and family therapist Moshumi Ghosh for Mo Knows Sex and Love. This will be an open forum where you can talk about all kinds of matters with relation to sex and love. Put the shame of past worries and thoughts behind you and tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
I know what.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, live from Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness Channels, and KWSS. Phoenix. Was that a kitty I heard? That's funny. We're visiting with Laylee McKinley of Conscious Branding. Your identity is your destiny. And you are just in time. She's going to tell us her personal story of branding and how she created Conscious Branding. And I have to tell you something really, really amazing about Laylee. She is so beyond humble. I'm going to tell you that I've known Laylee for the last almost year. And I didn't know until maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, exactly her success story. I knew that she created a company that had to do with branding and sold it. Something about probably Neiman Marcus was one of her clients, and that she retired when she was 33. That's about all I know. I didn't know until I had the opportunity to be a part, because I, like Lori Pinkerton, we are both samples of people that have gone through Laylee's process to understand our personal archetype as well as the archetype of our business, service, or product. And it wasn't until I'm listening to the webinar that I'm a part of that I heard her story for the first time. So I am so honored to have you as a mentor and a friend and a strategic partner. And I hope that I can put every single one of my clients and friends in front of you, because I know what a difference it's made in my life. But if you would, Laylee, please tell us your story.
Well, Michelle, you know, you're right. It is hard for all of us, even me, who, you know, does branding for a living, to talk about my story in a way that doesn't make me feel uncomfortable even. So, you know, it's something to get used to, but let me tell you the story of how I actually discovered for the spiritual secret of archetype branding. And actually, like most things in life, it was completely by accident.
I had
graduated from Parsons School of Design and worked for a while as a fashion designer. And when I was 23, I decided to open my own business and began designing home furnishings. And I had a vision, which we all know is always from spirit. And that was, you know, it occurred to me, if women are willing to pay thousands of dollars for a dress that they're going to wear for an hour, why wouldn't they be willing to pay just as much or more for sheets and linens that they sleep in for 8 hours a night? And that's just one night. You know, what about the other 365 in a year? So I decided to start designing and manufacturing luxury linens. In other words, I applied my craft to a marketplace where I had no contacts and no experience. And while I was going through this process, and it did take a number of years, I remembered learning in college about the collective unconscious and behavioral archetypes. So I cracked some books and immersed myself in the universal principle that we are born connected to something greater than ourselves alone. And that is a divine potential that can't be suppressed. We're more than just personalities. We're really divinely patterned. And when we're true to that pattern, this is what I believe, when we are true to that pattern, we're a blessing to ourselves and to each other. And that is why people are naturally attracted to like-minded people. So, you know, like attracts like. And I uncovered that my primary archetype for my business was the creator. And I was acting on this subconscious drive as an artist to create. And I even created a business around creating home furnishings, that is. So how did I use that to create $50 million? Well, I knew that my industry needed to see me as a visionary of luxury. So I started a fashion house for home design. In other words, I drew upon the concept that the fashion houses of Paris used. I developed a refined atelier of innovative design for special clients. I looked at the way they did couture and positioned couture and used the same idea. So to be original and exclusive, I branded my company as the cutting edge of luxury home fashion. So I started trends. And then I would publish a report for the buyers to tell them what the next big thing would be. And guess what? They always came to me first because they always wanted to know what the next trend was. And I made sure I got a nice part of their seasonal budget. And, you know, you have made it in fashion when people start knocking you off. So if they can't beat you, they buy you. And that's exactly what happened. I had a huge, $100 million-plus mass merchandiser who tried to start a luxury line to compete with mine, and they failed. So they made me an offer, and the rest is basically history.
Oh, my God. I love that story. It gives me goosebumps. Is that why you decided to then really start the company and invent conscious branding?
Yes. You know, what happened for me was, you know, as I said, it was completely by accident. And I started to even try to understand what was working for me. You know, even Bob Proctor kind of talks about this. He became a success and then tried to figure out how to sustain that and what made him successful. And sort of some of the same thing happened for me. And I said, okay, you know, I built this brand. They did not buy me, okay? They bought the brand, right? Because I could walk away from the company and they could hire designers and they could keep going with it. And I thought to myself, aha, you know, good entrepreneurs create companies. Elite entrepreneurs create brands. How do I do that? What did I do? And what happened for me was I reached back into, as I said, you know, I had done the research for, you know, in terms of the collective unconscious, and I went back to my Jungian psychology class and looked at the archetypes, and I really started to look at all of them in terms of stories and the stories we tell, and correlated that to how branding works, because if you understand the way that the human brain is hardwired, we are a people that needs to hear stories. It's the difference between orality and literacy. And we moved at one point, you know, away from just oral history into obviously a written history, and it changed a lot of things about who we are. But we still like to hear stories. It's still one of the ways that we learn the most. That's why we have things like Aesop's fables or fairy tales, because we're still trying to communicate a message to each other on a very subconscious level. And so I realized that, you know, movie plots are written around these archetypes, and that sales pitches could be written around the archetypes too. And even more than that, we could start creating brands around the archetypes. And it changes the whole game, because it really makes it authentic. Because, you know, if you align yourself with your archetype and you align your company with its archetype, then you've created something that is an authentic story, and people are attracted to it. They believe in it. It's a way of dropping your story right into the amygdala of somebody's subconscious.
This is so awesome and so exciting. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and go through the archetype for business as well as the personal archetype, because sometimes there's two. I believe with Lori, I'm not sure we've done her personal archetype, but her company had a specific archetype, what she wanted to create in the world. And again, there's a very spiritual aspect to this law of attraction and branding, and really resonating with who you are and why you're here and what your passions are and what you're meant to do. But, you know, for those of you who are more a little mainstream, and I believe, I don't know if I'm misquoting this, but I think it was Warren Buffett that said, like, he would have bought Coke even if there was no bottles, no Coke, no cans, no trucks, no buildings, because the brand alone is worth the money he paid. If he had nothing but the name and the logo Coke, he would have still paid the same amount. So we're going to be back on the other side. We're visiting with Layla McKinley of Conscious Branding. Your identity is your destiny.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Is your sexual relationship satisfying? Do you have a nagging question about sex and you can't find the answer? Tune into Sex in Our Cities with hosts Donna Kane Francis and Robin Potter Kimball. Two advanced practice registered nurses are here to answer all of your questions about sex and relationships. Each issue will be presented in an objective, unbiased perspective designed to educate and empower you to make healthy decisions and bring about change in your life. Sex in Our Cities is broadcast live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Get your weekly wake-up call for the oblivious. Tune in every week for Rant and Rave Radio with your hosts, Nathan Jetstream Jet and Mike Hardcore Elmore. Nothing is off our table. In fact, there's more on it than we care to talk about. It's a common sense perspective on the people and happenings going on around us every single day. Leave it to Mike and Nathan to educate you on politics and society. Tune in to Rant and Rave Radio every Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You can truly breathe and get your branding in alignment. We're visiting with Laylee McKinley, the founder of Conscious Branding. Your identity is your destiny. If you missed her personal story, no problem. You can pick us up on the podcast. We'll let you know when that's available right here on Voice America, as well as you can find us in iTunes and on my personal podcast, Michelle Kor at Podomatic. So, Laylee, we were just beginning to talk about one of my favorite and exciting things is the archetype. And there's personal archetypes as well as business archetypes. Can you define that for us?
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, your archetype, I'll explain archetype this. A lot of people are going, what the heck does she mean by the word archetype anyway? Your archetype is your engine, okay? And your personality is the caboose. So the archetype is actually your driving need in terms of your mission, your purpose in life, your plan, why you're here. And, you know, I was watching Oprah Winfrey last night. You know, she just launched her own network, Oprah Winfrey Network. And she has a program on called Oprah Winfrey's Masterclass. And she talked about her early experience when she moved to Chicago and started her own show and realized the success of what was happening for her. And she said, it was at the point where I decided to be myself, to live up to my highest human potential. And she said, when I started to express that and live that is when I started to experience all of my success. She looked right into the camera. Every single one of you has the potential to being the best person you can be. And when you own that and when you start to act that and live on that, that is when you will, you know, get the kind of success that I experienced in my life. And that is what living your archetype is. And you can do that personally as a leader for your company, as well as have your own company act on its archetype. So it's, you know, it's this archetype that people really want to engage with. They want to hear your story based on it. And it gives them something to relate to. You know, we all talk about the term soulless corporation, and I really believe that's when the company has lost its way. It's stopped aligning with its values. It doesn't really understand what its purpose is anymore. Maybe it's just because it's a bunch of people sitting around going, you know, it's all about the money. It's not all about the money. When you stop serving others, you will stop making money. So, you know, why would you want to create one when we all collectively hate them? So, you know, people won't buy from you if they don't believe in you. And you could subconsciously be sabotaging your own brand. You could be driving business away. And sometimes that happens, you know, even when people don't mean it. And you know, this, the case of what happened for Lori, you know, who thankfully is here to talk about her own experience today with this, you know, with branding. And Lori didn't know that there were several things that she was saying and doing in terms of developing her own brand that wasn't, you know, misleading, but perhaps misaligned. And being misaligned, people couldn't connect. You know, they'd come in and they'd start to read about what she did and they'd start to try to act on what she was saying. And when they'd get to what her offer was, what she was really trying to do for people, it wasn't the same conversation. So the branding was off. And Lori can actually probably talk more about it at this point.
Yeah, because you talked about the difference, and hopefully Lori's coming in right now to the conversation, but you talked about the difference between like a soulless corporation, and then you've got someone like Lori and myself that are very passionate about what we do, that we truly love being of service, and we really want to help people get out of their way. But again, there's something in our languaging or our presentation that was disconnecting that from our audience. So, Lori, I'd love for you to share a little bit of your experience. And thank you so much for trusting me, because I do assimilate information pretty quickly. So when Lori told me what she was doing, I understood it very clearly. But I did get that the average consumer might not relate the two the same way that I did. So I had just said, I think you should consider a session with my branding person. I'd love to help you. And when I told Lori, her branding was beautiful. I meant her brand imaging, because everything Lori has done is first class. Her logo, her visuals, her Facebook, her videos, everything was beautiful, but there was some reason it wasn't connecting. And, you know, that's different, but I'd love to hear from Lori, her personal story, because I said, talk to Laylee. I know it'll be an hour, but I guarantee you'll walk out of there with a new perspective. Lori?
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Well, you kind of summarized it in the beginning when you said, I really thought that branding was your visual image. And so when you said, you know, what I hear you saying is that you're not really making connection with your clients and then showing them what you have to offer, and you used the word branding, I kept thinking that everybody, all my clients and the people I'm attracting love my brand. And I was very confused about this conscious branding and the whole archetype. I didn't really realize that. For me, that the big aha moment with my session was this moment where, and maybe Layla, you could explain this better, but where you said that I'm interrupting the conversation in my client's head at the wrong time, like I am becoming one of them instead of guiding them and leading them by the way that I was speaking with them. And that was a whole different way of looking at branding. And it just transformed my whole identity and about how I was going to approach it differently. Without going into what my personal archetypes were, but I don't know how much you want me to elaborate on it, but it was incredibly profound. In 1 hour, it totally transformed the way that I saw my audience and the way I wanted my audience to see me, and it became crystal clear where the problem was and how to fix it.
I had some of those same issues because Laylee kept telling me, you are not your audience.
Yeah.
Quit identifying with your audience. You are not your audience. They're wonderful people, but you are this and they are that. And that's what they're looking to you for.
Yeah, and for me it was really that I was creating a tribe instead of that I was leading people to their best place. And that, and I knew that, and I wanted that, but it was the way the languaging and the product offer and that whole archetype was in direct conflict with what I really wanted, which was to be of service and help women not just have a friend that they could console in with their relationships, but to help them transform their lives. And it was just that small, you know, little tiny thing. I mean, it ended up taking some work and implementing it and all that, but you know, it's kind of like once you have that awareness, you can't ever go back. And that was the profound moment that happened for me.
Well, I would love for Laylee to elaborate on that, but I can't stress enough to any, again, individuals, company, business owners, I don't care if you've been in business a week or you've been in business like 30 years, if something's not working or if you're not attracting as many customers or as much ROI as you want, there's probably some little mini tweak or disconnect. Do yourself a favor. Spend 1 hour on the phone with Laylee. some people, yes, you might need a 6-week process because there might be some serious soul searching that needs to be done. But again, if you do this right the first time, and I'm saying this from a media perspective, if you align your messaging and your brand right from the beginning, everything else will follow seamlessly. Your web, your social media, any media, and you're going to get the most out of your money because you start there, and then the brand translation is bringing that through from your SEO all the way to your personal brand with Fawn. So, Laylee, could you tell us more about Lori's experience?
Absolutely. What Lori had going on was a different conversation archetypally, subconsciously, with her target market than what she really meant. What I explained to her was, you know, the most powerful way to reach people with your product or service is to understand their buying cycle. You understand their buying cycle by understanding the conversation that's going on in their head. The higher the price or the higher conceptual that your product or service is, the more you need to in-depth study the conversation that's going on in their head. And that always comes from a place of our collective unconscious, okay, which is what the archetypes focus on. So the conversation, you know, Lori, can I talk about your brand? Is that okay?
Of course. Please do.
So Lori's brand was Get Up and Date. And yet she wasn't offering a dating service. What she wanted was to help women get out of a place where they were disempowered in the dating process and help them get into real, meaningful relationships. But instead, the place where her brand was interrupting the conversation in their head or conversing with them subconsciously was to say to them, I'm the person who's going to help you quite literally get off your ocole. That's the Hawaiian term for what we sit on. And get up and date, okay? And so people were coming to her thinking she was a dating service or thinking that she was going to help them get over the fear of perhaps getting back into dating after a, you know, bad breakup or divorce. That wasn't what she was trying to do at all. She was trying to really help women get to the place in themselves where they were prepared for the kind of relationship, you know, that they wanted for a lifetime. Two very different places in the conversation in the head. Two very different places in a woman's life, you know. So what happened with her branding was that we started to uncover the story, and I started to try to make her aware of the fact that the languaging and the branding that she had positioned her as one of her own target audience. Well, here's the problem, as I sort of put it. If you want to lead people, don't be in the trenches with them because leaders are out front. Leaders stand in front of us and say, I know where you are and I know where we're going. Get behind me and I'm going forward and you're going with me. And the problem was is that she was, her branding was saying, I'm here in the trenches with you, I'm stuck with you, or I've been stuck with you, and we're, you know, we don't know sort of what is the problem, but we're going to find solutions. And that doesn't really work when you're trying to get people to come down a transformative process with you. You have to be out front. And so she found that in her branding, once she changed the languaging, and her own personal archetype that I was, you know, getting her to get in touch with is the sage. It's the woman of wisdom. And that wisdom is what empowers her to be able to say to somebody else, I know where you have been, and I know where you need to be now. So, you know, having that sage positioning as her leadership brand, and then branding her company under the lover, all of which, you know, we'll get into over the next couple of weeks what the different traits are for the different archetypes, meant that she could speak to her target audience where they were really at, where they were stuck, okay? And in uncovering the problem and offering herself as the solution, it completely transformed the way people see her and are now attracted to her.
And that's perfect, Lori, because I interview sages. That's my job.
Isn't that amazing?
I interview the sages. And Lori is very much in alignment with her brand. She also is someone that you could identify with because she has a very healthy, loving, amazing relationship. I'm getting goosebumps again. And is engaged. So, again, often we're getting advice from people that aren't in relationships and going, well, how are you telling me what to do when you're not there? So, again, for me, being maybe hypercritical since I'm in media, but I can look at Lori and go, she's telling me something. She's actually utilizing herself, and that's how she got here, and that's how she can lead me because I know she's been where I'm at. You know, so for me, that's what rings true as a consumer.
Thank you for that. But I just want to say what is amazing is when you say it the way that Lely just simply explained it, it seems so obvious, right? But as business owners, we're in our minds and we're developing these things as we go. And I really knew that there was a problem, but I couldn't pinpoint what the problem was. You know, was it this or that or my languaging or, and I mean, it ended up being all of that because when I changed the archetype, all of that shifted. But when she says it so simply, you get it, right? You go, wow, I can fix this. I can do this right now. That's what I loved about it was it wasn't like I had to restart over. I just had to make these minor shifts that shifted everything. That was, you know, I had been like this frustrated with not seeing the results that I was wanting for well over a year and wondering why that was. And in 1 hour, I came to this aha moment that just changed everything.
And I think I did ask you, Lori, I said, if I could have introduced you to Lely the day you decided to start your company, how would that have changed your process? Where would you be now? How much money would you have saved?
Mm-hmm. And how many lives could I have
affected
more
effectively?
Yeah. You know, than the frustration that I was feeling was I was really getting disenchanted with my audience. I was, you know, putting myself out there and I was, you know, really having a lot of empathy and kind of, I think Lely said it best when she said it's more like I'm a warrior, and we're survivors together. And I didn't want to be a survivor. That wasn't my mindset when I started and built, you know, this business over the last couple of years. But when she said that, I recognized that that's what I had created inadvertently without really knowing what she was talking about. And now that I know, everything I touch is a little bit different because of this insight that she provided me with.
Well, you and I are so alike in many of what we've had to learn from Lely, in that I also think for any business owner, our businesses tend to be our babies, number one, so we are very attached to them, and two, we are too close. We are absolutely too close. We can't see it. And, you know, I'm a triple Virgo. I'm also been in media forever. I communicate pretty well, but I was like, why, I'm speaking English. How am I not communicating my message? Why don't people get it? But it's just those little shifts, that little information you get from Lely, because she's the consumer. She's able to look at something externally as a consumer and say, as a consumer, this is what I'm hearing or feeling. I know that's not your intention, but this is how it's resonating to me. So we are going to take a very quick break. I'm so grateful to have you both here because there's so many people I know that are listening that can identify with either story. And we're going to talk a little bit about my archetype and what I've learned and how it's shifted my energy and the law of attraction. So hold tight. If you have a question or a comment for our listeners, for our guests, I should say, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
To actually have someone remember your name is through conscious branding. I'm telling you that. And speaking of name, we're so lucky to have Layla McKinley, founder of Conscious Branding. Your identity is your destiny. What is your attractor factor? As well as Lori Pinkerton, founder, president, and CEO, I imagine, of Get Up and Date. And Lori, you're making a very good comment during the break. It's all what the consumer perceives is their reality.
And we were talking about right before break that, you know, how this could have changed my business if I had known in the beginning and not spent a year, 2 years, you know, trying to get it figured out. And I really believe I would have chose a different name. You know, when I chose Get Up and Date, I did it because I thought it was pithy, people would stick with people, I could do a cute brand around it. But I didn't understand where I was, that whole conversation piece, what is my client or my audience saying in their mind and when do I want to interject my gift and the transformation that I provide. And it's not about getting up and dating. And so I missed that whole thing. And actually, after my session with Layla, I cried because I was saddened by the fact that I knew at some point in time if I really wanted to go in the direction that I've been headed, I was probably going to have to change that name. And I had become very attached, like you said, Michelle. This was like my thing, right? Get Up and Date is my trademark. It's, you know, it's all those things. And I thought, wow, if I had just heard this before that, I would have made a whole different decision because I would have realized that I don't want to help people get up and date. I want to help them create the relationships that they want and that make all the difference in their lives.
But you're still going to be able to save it.
Conversation.
You're still going to be able to save it. You're just going to use it as a different tool within your business. Is that right?
Well, I'm going to keep Get Up and Date, and I'm going to revamp that for people that are just afraid to start dating and help them in a very specific way where that is the point of entry in the conversation and be of service in that. And I'm going to create something besides Get Up and Date that addresses more really what my passion is in helping women primarily have these kinds of relationships.
Awesome. I love it. Mm-hmm. And Layla, anything that you'd like to add? And I know we're going to do a whole session on the lover archetype and the war. We're going to do it. We're going to cover all the archetypes. What would you like to add that we might have left out for Lori?
Well, what I would add to what Lori just said, I think is very important, and that is that Get Up and Date actually activates for us the warrior archetype, and that is somebody who has to take action. They need to be disciplined. They need to get it done, you know? Mm-hmm. And the difference is that's not the lover archetype. And the lover archetype is really where Lori's trying to connect with, you know, the conversation in her customer's mind, which is more about the bliss and the passion and the happiness that we all seek
you know, in that type of relationship that is the rest of your life. So the difference in unconsciously tapping the wrong archetype is what sabotages your brand. And it's what makes people come to you who say, okay, you know, she was getting people who are like, yeah, you know, I'm in this warrior phase and I want to get up and date and I've survived this bad breakup or this divorce and that's where I am. And she's like, what are you doing on my doorstep? That wasn't all what I was talking about. She didn't realize
exactly. It. Well, that's a whole different show. And when we have Lori and you on to talk about the lover archetype and the warrior, we got to talk about the balance of the masculine and the feminine. And just so you know, ladies, guys don't want to be in a relationship with other guys, gay, straight, bi, or otherwise. No, at one time, are there two male or two females in a relationship together? Someone has to be masculine and someone has to be feminine. That is the perfect combination of energy. And when you're using that warrior energy, that's more aggressive. So it's going to push you away from, if you're wanting that wonderful relationship, balanced relationship, that's not going to really work.
Right. Right. You're going to be a female who's attracting feminized males, and then you're going to go, I don't get it. I don't know why I don't have the guy who I want.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to run out of time today, actually, to talk much about my archetype, but maybe we can make it a little bit of a tease because, like with you, Lori, I mean, my intentions were right and what I wanted to do, but I didn't even understand in the way Dina Patton actually describes it is that sometimes when your gifts might be so transparent, you don't communicate them as well because you're not even realizing like that's your natural gift. And I was looking at all the things that I was doing and I would understand that I would now known as the magician. I knew that I could make magic happen for other people, but it just rang so true when I really found out that was my archetype. And then how to take the Jungian archetypes and put them in terms of people that we can understand in today. Like who does that resonate with today that we know, an identifiable figure, and how they work? Is that right, Lely?
Sure. And if you know, when we talk about the magician, we can talk about people like Deepak Chopra, you know, someone who heals the world, because that's part of the magic of magicians is their ability to transform and, you know, like an alchemist, take lead and turn it into gold.
Mm. And often, as you mentioned, there's our personal archetype and our business archetype. And I know for me what I learned, and for anybody that's friends with Troy out there from the Minnesota Business Experts, he happens to be a ruler, but I'm really the magician and the ruler. The magician is my natural gift set of what I bring to the world, but the ruler is my ability to connect people. And that's part of my natural gift too, but the strategy in which and how I connect people, I'm more like Oprah meets Donald Trump's art of the deal. And I wasn't working the deal part very well because that's more of a learned way I need to operate in the world. Would you say that's fair, Lely?
That's very fair.
So it has been such an education and such a process. And on the spiritual level, I think number one, you get energized no matter what. When everything starts flowing, because there's a consistency across all brands and all parts of your brand, all of your brand translation as well, you literally do become a magnet to new business and new opportunities. And you say, Lely, it's your motto, when your brand leads, customers follow. I do have a caller. Jane, you've got like barely a minute because we're out of here in two.
Yes, I'll make it super quick.
Okay, cool.
What does somebody do if they have numerous talents? Like I'm a shrink and I do individual couples and family therapy. I'm good at a number of things, like five really good things. How do you have to brand for one thing? Do you have to pick one? Because I can't.
No, you don't have to pick one. You just have to understand the archetype that is subconsciously driving you to do all of those things. I'm multi-talented myself,
okay. But
I understand that underlying my set of talents and what I'm passionate about doing and pursuing is one archetype that is prominent. Mm-hmm. And in understanding that, it actually frees me to pursue all of the things that I'm good at and just simply understand that at one point I might put, you know, maybe I'm good at five things, and at one point I might put one of them forward mm-hmm. or the next one, but if I can brand those all together and at least link them all together, it's like coming home to yourself. It's like all of a sudden everything sort of sits in a box, in a brand box, and you've got your map. And it's freeing.
I think that's what's starting to happen now, although I'd love to know my archetype.
Well, don't worry. Laylee's going to be back with us. And so we're going to, awesome. You know, maybe we'll even give some, I know you have a little test that people can take. So we'll talk about that next show, a little thing that they can go to and kind of get an idea of who they might resonate with. But trust me, it's a process. Laylee and Lori, thank you so much. Laylee, you're going to be back. If you want to connect with any of my friends, you can do so on Facebook. Laylee McKinley at Conscious or at Conscious Branding. Keep trying to make it through that next turn, knuckles wide and holding tight. So here I go, taking the curve, but I know that I'm never alone. I think of you and how you'd never let me go. I feel connected. You've been listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.